Four Bars Wrestling is on the stage with a winning conductor, Dr. Nicholas Childs. What is it like to win in the 150th year of Black Dyke, the European Championships for the first time in 10 years of Black Dyke?
Absolutely so proud. It's also my first time I've ever won as a conductor too. And of course, talking to a fellow Welshman, the only other time I've won is in 1992 in Cardiff, on Year of the Dragon. So absolutely excited. I knew that we'd done a good show yesterday. It was a tough piece. But today I had an ace up my sleeve, which was I decided to perform a new piece. But it was a new piece in safe hands because it was a composer of Peter Graham. Fantastic tunes, and I think a lot of people would say there was some serious dynamics in it. There were some special quiet moments. They really pulled all the stops out. This month the band's, they've only had 5 days off in this month. Personally I've had two. It's a great effort from everybody and absolutely over the moon.
Well, the piece brought the house down this afternoon. Of course, it was a tremendous occasion to be here to listen to it. The choice was something that you work with Peter Graham.
Yep, it was.
And it's a piece that you think that will be used again in the future.
Well, it's an ideal end. It's very programme music. It's the journey to the centre of the earth. It celebrates the centenary of Jules Verne and the story, how he got to the centre of the earth. And I think what a lot of people will be talking about, of course, is the Whispering Gallery at the end.
Indeed.
And it's at the time when, you know, the two adventurers, they get separated. The one thinks he's going to be the end, but in the actual fact, he hears voices when he puts his hand to the cave and he hears those whisperings. And of course the band created that tonight, and there were certainly a lot of whisperings that were going on before the results, so we certainly had our fingers crossed.
I don't think there'll be much whispering now afterwards. I think there'll be more singing more than whispering, I think.
And I think it'll be a very expensive night.
Now that the European champions, of course, the question is whether or not you'll be in Belfast next year. Can you confirm what is going to be happening?
We will definitely be in Belfast. In some capacity. It's difficult because I don't think anybody knows what's happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. We know that there's going to be another European competition, and indeed the band's always been part of the Bessen competition in the past. This is the very first one that it doesn't have a connection with Bessen. I'd like to think that in actual fact there will only be one competition. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice if everybody can come back into the fold.
Indeed. And a final question, you had some drama before the set work when Roger Webster, for some reason, managed to get super glue stuck on his tongue.
Yeah.
And his tongue stuck to the top of his lip 5 minutes before he went on
stage.
Yeah,
it was. And you know, in the nicest way, when you really think what happened, at the time I told him to stop attention seeking, and if you thought that the bleeding lip was going to stop him going on, that wasn't going to happen. But it did happen, and I did say to him jokingly, I'm a doctor, trust me, I'll get the glue off for you.
Congratulations, Nick, and I'm sure you're going to have a fantastic night
Yes.
tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much indeed.